中国广播网 AM 一二四零，
欢迎听众朋友收听社区新闻报道。您好，听众朋友，这里是纽约中国广播网 WGBB AM 一二四零，欢迎您收听今天的社区新闻报道。2012年的环球小姐加冕仪式9号上午在曼哈顿川普大厦举行。20岁的波士顿大学2年级学生、自称大提琴痴的美国小姐 Olivia Coppo 击败其他的88国佳丽，赢得环球小姐的后冠，是15年来获得此荣前的首位美国小姐。本台记者也应邀参加了当天的新闻发布会，以下请听环球小姐的冠军 Olivia Coppo 在现场的讲话。
Well, all of that was so lovely. I mean, I am so lucky to have this experience. It's been over 15 years since the USA has been able to bring home the Universe Crown. So all I can say is I'm so blessed to have this opportunity now. I'm so blessed to have such a great boss who I can learn so much from and be part of this organization that allows me to have a platform to do so much this year. And I just appreciate all the positive feedback that, that I've been getting from everyone, especially you, Mr. Trump. He's just been so great. He does so much for all of us. He really has opened up all opportunities for hundreds of girls. Look at Catherine Webb. That wouldn't have been possible if it weren't for you and everything that, and then this organization brings to the girls that compete and also the charities that we work so closely with throughout the year. So thank you, everyone. And most importantly, I think we should give a warm welcome to my new sister, Nana Merriweather, who is now the new Miss USA. Woo!
Yeah.地产大亨 Donald Trump 在当日的发布会上也为27岁的娜娜 Merriweather 戴上了美国小姐的桂冠。兼具美貌和智慧的娜娜 Merriweather 出生在南非，毕业于加州大学洛杉矶分校，父母都是志愿者。以下请听娜娜 Merriweather 在发布会上的讲话。
My name is Nana Merriweather. I am your new Miss USA. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. It's been a journey for me.It took me 6 tries to finally get to the Miss USA stage competing at the state level. And I finally did, and in June I got first runner-up. Little did I know, on December 19th, our beautiful new Miss Universe, Olivia, would historically take the crown and allow me to have this opportunity. So I thank you so much for letting me share this little bit of American history with you. And thank you to Mr. Donald Trump as well. It's an honor to have you as a boss.I look forward to sharing this year with you and to the Miss Universe organization. It's such an amazing feeling to be part of a community that celebrates women and uplifts them. And I'm looking so forward to this year and all that my reign is going to bring. Thank you.
美国的房地产大亨川普也表示说
I may just add that Nana is an amazingly accomplished person. UCLA, one of the top volleyballpeople in the country, a tremendous star. She's in pre-med, a tremendous student, a great student, and obviously beautiful. That one's obvious, but everything else you have to explain. Great student, great athlete, great person, and we are so lucky. And I can tell you that when Olivia heard about the Miss Universe, she said, you know, you have somebody who's first runner-up.Who you're going to absolutely love as Miss USA. She's really, really outstanding. And she was referring to Nana. So we're really happy about it. And I guess Nana owes Olivia a lot by winning that contest because that's not so bad. And I tell you, I just met 2 great people. And that's Mr. and Mrs. Merriweather, the parents of Nana. And if they could come up, where are they, Paula? Come on up here.Also, Miss Teen USA. Come on up, Mom. How beautiful.
那么在接下来介绍到 Olivia 的父母的时候呢，我们得知 Olivia 出生在一个音乐家庭，自小接受音乐熏陶的她也有着与众不同的涵养和气质。属于美国房地产大亨川普和国家广播公司的环球小姐选美是全世界最大规模的选美会，今年已经是第61年举办了。 听众朋友，以上就是今天社区新闻的全部内容，感谢您的收听，我是任飞，这里是纽约中国广播网 WGBB AM1240， 欢迎您继续收听我们为您播出的其他节目。